Hey. Think about it.
I ain't got a clue what tomorrow's going to be. Might not ever be another tomorrow. But I sure know who takes care of me today and tomorrow if it comes. Amen. Take your Bibles with us this evening to the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 28. Matthew chapter 28 this evening. Verse number 18, most of us know these words, these verses, Matthew 28, verse 18. Matthew 28, verse 18. If you found your place and you can, let's stand together out of honor and reverence to the Word of God. The Lord speaking here in verse number 18 says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Verse 19, he says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them." Excuse me, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Again, the Lord says, all power is given unto him in heaven and in earth. And with that thought, he says for us to go. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, not some, but all. Not only teaching, but baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And he says, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Let's pray. Father, I love you. I thank you, Lord, for the privilege, God, to be part of your family. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity just to come before you tonight, Lord, as we enter into your presence. God, I thank you, Lord, for the good songs that we've enjoyed. Thank you for the good fellowship. Thank you, Lord, for just the truth of the Word of God. I pray once again this evening, God, that you'd help us. Lord, as we look at what's laid before us, God, I pray, Lord, that you'd encourage tonight, Lord, and strengthen. And God, maybe even call tonight, Lord, and we sure thank you for what you do here in this place. And we'll give you all the glory and the praise for what's done for us. In Christ's name I do pray. Amen. You can be seated this evening. The Bible says here, and we call this the Great Commission. God has commanded. He didn't ask us. He didn't ask our opinion. God has commanded, not the preacher, not the deacons, not the Sunday school teacher. God has commanded every born-again child of God to be a missionary, to go out in this world and to teach all nations. That means that we don't have selective witnessing. That means that we go in a broad spectrum, that to whosoever will. We say we believe that, and I believe that, but as we witness, we need to understand that it's to every color, creed, it doesn't matter what they call themselves, God told us to take the gospel into the world. Our field is, and again, it's got to start somewhere, and I believe it starts in the local church on the home ground. We'll never be globally effective if we're not centered here in our home ground and be effective here. But God has called us to do a great and an exceeding great work here. Take your Bibles, hold your place there. We'll come back to that thought maybe a little bit more. But look over in 1 Thessalonians here. Paul on his missionary journeys here. Look in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 1, Paul speaking here. Chapter 4, verse 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 1 says, "Furthermore then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more." And I know this evening it's easy. We all get there. We all have been there. Might be here, there this evening. It's easy to get overwhelmed. It's easy to get this covered up. It's easy to get tired. It's easy to faint. It's easy to quit. But listen, God has given us a section of time that we are living in right now, and right now is our time. Now is our time to do something for the Lord, and God's told us what to do is to take the gospel to a lost and dying world. So the Great Commission that we see there. And I want to preach this for a little bit. I'm going to preach on an acronym this evening. And it came to my mind this week. Again, I was thinking about some things I used to work on, different things, and this came to my mind. And we're going to look at this acronym, and it's a very common thing in our day. Back in when I was a little boy, you saw these things, but it was always on TV, and nothing too much real about it. But nowadays, it's pretty common. Most people hear these things. People have surgeries with them all the time. And it's called a laser. Everybody know what a laser is? Well, if we're going to do what God's called us to do, and I believe if God's called us to do something, it has to be doable. God's never told a man to do anything that God couldn't do through that man. And God's commanded us to go into this world and to reach the world with the gospel. But how are we going to do it? And we've got to have planning. We've got to have some strategy. We've got to have something that, and again, it's not how I can do it. I don't want to teach us something that we can do through our own flesh. But I believe God has put some things in order. And this acronym sort of, I believe, will help us to draw those thoughts back into place of being effective for the Lord. And again, I used this illustration one time before with a guy. I was witnessing to him. He was saved but not living for the Lord. And I told him, this guy was a mechanic. And I said, you see that truck there? And I was pointing to my truck. I said, that truck was an 8-cylinder truck. And he said, yes, I see that. And I said, I can go out there and take one spark plug off and another spark plug and switch in the spark plug, and that thing will still run. It just won't run real good. And I'm afraid that a lot of times we as a church aren't hitting on all cylinders. Because there is a great work that's got to get done. The Lord's coming. We looked at that last Sunday morning. And we need to be busy. If the Lord doesn't come back in the next, 20, 30 years, I'm out of here. What I do for Christ, I better be getting busy about. Because days are running. Well, preacher, when I retire, who says you're going to be able to do it when you retire? One stroke, one car wreck. Who knows? You could be out of this thing in just a moment. So we need to make much time of what we do. And so I want to look tonight at this thing, and it's called a laser. Now, I know that, every time I think of that, I can't help but think of the old Daffy Duck and the little alien guy. Anybody, the cartoon? What was his name? See, I knew y'all educated people know that. Marvin the Martian. He had his big laser gun, But laser means something. And today, in the day that we live in, again, back in my day, laser was just something you saw in a comic book or on a cartoon. It wasn't nothing that was real evident in our day. But today, somebody here might have a laser in your pocket right now. One of those little shine your eyes lasers, But laser, what is a laser? And we're going to look at that. How do you spell laser? I used to joke with those guys, and I bring it back up to that point. What brought this to my mind when I worked at Freightliner, we bought our first laser when I worked there. And this laser was huge. I'd never been around a laser. They made every one of their maintenance guys go to the eye doctor and get examined. That way, when that thing messed your eyes up, they could say, well, this is what your eyes were like before the laser destroyed your eyes. That's basically what it was for. And because they're very dangerous. But this laser was pretty amazing. It was a welder. And it used a laser beam to melt the metal and the wire and to weld the decks of the trucks. And I assume, where's Tony? There's Tony. You ever go down 400 building? I assume it's still there. But it was pretty interesting. I learned a lot about what a laser was. And I used to pick on those guys because most people say laser how I just said it earlier, laser. It's not L-A-Z-E-R, it's L-A-S-E-R. So a laser, what is a laser? And a laser today, again, is used in all kinds of different things. Lasers will cut, lasers will burn, lasers will direct because, you hear on, we saw as we watched our country go to war in Afghanistan, all those places, we watched all those missiles fly into those air ducts and stuff. How did that happen? They were laser-guided missiles. Somebody was shining a laser on that spot, and that missile saw that laser and went to that place. I mean, it's just amazing how these things work. And I'll tell you at the end about how far a laser can shine. I think it's amazing. How far can a laser shine? It's pretty amazing. But laser. A laser will burn again. Laser will cut. You can cut about anything with power enough laser. But what does laser mean? Well, again, it's an acronym. It's L-A-S-E-R. And let me give you this, and I'm going to turn this spiritually tonight. Believe it or not, it's going to be spiritual here in a moment. Laser. Light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation. That's what a laser is. It's an acronym for that right there. A laser simply is a light amplification by stimulated emissions of radiation. Preacher, what's that got to do with us? Well, again, when you think about what God has called us to do, we must be able to be more effective than what we seem to be doing in the days that we live in. We have more means to get the gospel around the world today. I mean, you look at the men of old that rode a horse, that studied by candlelight. But God sent great revivals in those days. And today we have the opportunity to pick up a phone that has no cords and to call somebody on the other side of the world and talk to them in real time. It's amazing. We can email. We can do all these things. But are we really centered into the great commission that God has called us as a church to be doing? And again, laser. Laser, again, is very powerful. It's very strong. It's very precise. And I believe, church, if anybody should be strong, it should be the church. If anybody should have an effect, it should be the church. If anybody ought to have some strength, it ought to be the church. So I want to take that acronym this evening and just give you every one of those points and draw our minds to what God could do. Now, again, a laser. We've all seen pictures of it. We've watched on TV. We've seen what a laser can do. That laser that we put in down there at Freightliner, I actually watched it for the first time take and melt a hole through the deck of a Freightliner truck. Just burned a hole as pretty as you pleased, like it was nothing but butter. Amazing. Powerful. So laser, light, amplification, by stimulated emissions of radiation. So the first part of a laser is the main part of a laser, and that's the light. A laser will not be a laser unless it has light, because that's exactly what a laser is. It takes light and amplifies and amplifies and amplifies and amplifies and focuses and focuses and focuses that light to a beam to the place it has the energy that it does. And tonight I want to say this evening that God has commanded us that we are the light of the world. And without light, that laser would not be a laser. And without light, we would have nothing to be effective with. Again, Matthew 5:14, Jesus says, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." John 8:12 says, "Then spake Jesus again to them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." Proverbs 4:18. Boy, I like this one. "But the path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day." We have been commanded. God tells us there in John that there's a light that's been put into every man. And tonight we have been given light. And with that light, what are you doing with that light? That light is the power that God will use in your life. That light is what will reach the lost world. That light is what God has given us to be a tool to minister to lost people. A laser takes light. Church, tonight, our key tonight is the light of the gospel. We are Gospel Light Baptist Church. We are to take the light of the gospel. So the light. Romans 2:19 says, "And art confident that thou self art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness." We are their light. It is up to us to take that light to a dark and blind world. 2 Corinthians 6:14 says, "Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness?" Ephesians 5:8 says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light." Tonight, right now, in this room, there's people right now that God has put light into you. You are an energy source. You are the source of the gospel. You have been entreated. You have been gifted. You have been given that glorious gospel in an earthen vessel. The light. What are you doing with it? I want us to be a laser. I want us to be effective. I want us to be powerful. But we have to take that light. And to make a laser, that light is no good until the next step. Again, what does laser stand for? It stands for light. Amplification by stimulated emissions of radiation. So that light, a laser, has to be, the next step of it is to be amplified.
Now, some of you young folks knows what an amp is. There's one sitting right here, I think. Yep, there's a little one right here for that bass guitar. What does that do? It takes that small signal that's in that guitar and it amplifies it that we can hear it. Same thing in our Christian walk. Same thing in the thought of how an actual laser works. It takes that light source. And light in itself is an amazing thing. You take a little light in a dark room, the little light wins. But if you take that little light and begin to amplify it, 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 that little light gets bigger and bigger and bigger and stronger and more effective and more useful. And tonight, church, I believe that we need to get to the place where we let God amplify that light that God has put inside of us. More and more is what Paul said there in 1 Thessalonians. We need to let that, and the way amplification works, it takes that small signal and it multiplies it. And then it multiplies it. And then it multiplies it. I want you to imagine tonight, and that's the same purpose that God has entrusted us as the church. We tonight are the body of Christ. We should be, as the Bible says, in one accord. And when we as a church begin to take my light, her light, your light, your light, your light, and your light, and we begin to work those lights together, that one light that's in me and that light that's in her and that light that's in you and that light that's in you, the more we put that into one another, it begins to what? Amplify the light. And that's how a laser works. And I believe that's how God works in us if we'll let God amplify the light of the gospel. Well, preacher, how do you do that? We don't have a box like that. Oh, yes, we do. It's the same color. That's a black amp over there. Guess what color my amplifier is? It's black, too. Now, your black, your amplifier might not be black, but it's still the Word of God, I hope. So how do you amplify it? Well, let's go back to our acronym. It tells us how. The Bible, or the acronym for a laser is light amplification by stimulation. What moves you? What stimulates you? Looks like some of you, nothing. But what, in all honesty, that laser, an actual laser, it takes electronics to take that light and to loop it and to loop it and to loop it, and it stimulates those photons inside that laser to build it and to build it and to build it and to build it. And when you open that shutter, it flies out. Well, church, tonight, if we're going to be effective in our day, we need some stimulation. We've got the light. God's put us together as a body, so it needs to be amplified. How? By stimulation. I've seen some of y'all get stimulated. Ball game. The deer, the fish, the TV. Things stimulate you. They get you excited. Maybe. I ain't sure if the Lord came back, if some of you'd be, I don't know. I don't know. What moves you? I don't know. Hey, I get excited too when things happen. But spiritually this evening, I ask you, what stimulates us? If that light that's in us needs to be amplified, and the only way to amplify that light is through stimulation, something must stimulate that light. Have we got so accustomed to church that church don't stimulate it? The songs of Zion don't stimulate it? The preaching don't stimulate it? God Himself don't stimulate it? We need to get back to the place where we let God stimulate. Something stirs our light. I thought of just a couple of things. Of course, the Word of God. That should stimulate us. But I believe one of the things that we must learn to do, and that's to die to ourselves. That we don't stimulate our flesh, but we stimulate the Spirit. Because we spend more time entertaining our flesh, many of us. Guilty, been there, done that. But tonight, if we really want to see people get saved, and that's the question. If we really want to reach the world, that's the question. How are we going to get this light across the world? It's going to take some amplification by stimulus. Something's going to have to stir you. I'll tell you something else that stirs me. Other people. Now that flips both ways. I've been depressed by people too. In a few weeks, and it don't happen here much, but I've seen it happen. I've been to... How old are you? How old am I? She's like, don't look at me that way. We've been around camps for a long time. 25 years now, I guess, something like that. We've been around youth camps. And they're great. They're exciting, man. You get young people fired up. You get them in there. You cut the TVs off. You got rid of their cell phones. They ain't playing video games. For 5 days, you got them pretty much locked into nothing but singing songs that praise the Lord, preaching and playing one with another. Just, man, they, by the end of the week, man, they're fired up. Sometimes last year, it happened about on day one. But then they come back all fired up to a bunch of, yeah, those people. And they come back and they're all fired up, stimulated about what God could do and the possibilities of what God could do. And then they come back to some old, I'm scared to say the words that's going through my head. Some old cranky Baptist puts water on their fire. Just knocks the wind right out of their sail. But for that laser to work, it's got to take that light and it's got to amplify it. And how's it amplified? It stimulates it. My dog knows all about stimulation. I bought a training collar, buddy. He knows the button. I'm thinking about buying y'all one. I walk out of the house with that little controller. He lays down. He's like, I ain't doing nothing. I kid you not, don't you? It's pretty funny. But buddy, when he gets shocked, it stimulates him. Tonight, what would stimulate you? Boy, I had one saved Sunday morning. Does that stimulate you? That's just another Sunday. But if we're going to see the gospel do what the gospel can do, God's going to have to get that light amplified and stimulated in His children. Tonight, what stimulates you? The next part of that acronym, it's light. Amplified by stimulated. And the next word is emissions. On a laser. Now, I don't know about all lasers. I just know the laser that I mess with. That thing would sit there and it would, that light would be, I mean, you could open it up and you could see the tubes where that light was just running around and around and around in them tubes. Then this thing had a pretty amazing thing and it's called a shutter. And when they wanted that welder to come on, they would fire an impulse to open up that shutter. And what that done is it redirected that light and it shot that light right out the end of that tube to melt that wire. That's the emissions part of it. Tonight, if we're going to get the gospel to the lost and dying world, if we're going to let God take that light and amplify that light by stimulation, God does that for one purpose, and that's to emit it, to send it out. We've got to let it out. You can't hide that light under a bushel. No. That light is meant to be emitted to this world. So church, we've got to get that light and we got to get it amplified by stimulation, and then we got to allow God to open us up to emit that light to a lost and dying world. And then the last part, light amplification by stimulated emissions of radiation. What does that mean? It means more light. It takes one little bit of light and it keeps amplifying that light to make more light, to make more light. And friend, tonight, that's the part we've got to shine our light to make more light. There's a world out there that needs to be reached with the gospel so they too can get the light of the gospel and they too could shine forth for Christ, for they could emit more of the light. So again, church, I believe if we became a laser, a light amplification by stimulation, stimulated emissions of radiation. But there's something about two things that I remember that they told us about light when we were learning this machine. One of the things about a laser is it has to be focused. You throw out a bunch of light and it really has not a lot of strength. But how a laser works is it takes that light and it amplifies it and it stimulates it and it amplifies it through stimulation and it just keeps building that light. And when you open that emitter and emit that light has been brought down to a centralized point. Tonight, church, we've got to get back to the place where we know what our point is. Our point's not fellowship, and I like fellowship. Our point is a social club. Our point is to reach the world with the gospel. That laser has to be focused in. And tonight we need to be focused in on the gospel, that God would use us in a great way to fulfill that great commission. And then another part of that thought with focus is that light has to be united. It has to come together into a solid beam in a solid direction. And church, we need to be united in the work of Christ. So a laser, reaching the world with the light of the gospel. How are we going to do it? If we let God take that light and amplify it through stimulation of the Holy Ghost, and we allow God to emit it out of ourselves into this world, and it radiates, that it produces more light, you'll be amazed at the power. Man can only make so many things that are powerful. We got some amazing lasers out there right now. I mentioned this at the very first. How far can a laser go? I was pretty amazed at this thought. How far can a laser go? How far? If I remember right, laser, I forgot the guy's name. It started with a G. What is it, Seth? Who invented the laser? You're supposed to know these things. You know, Brother Mark, you remember? It starts with a G. G-A-U-T-E-N or something like that. I forget. Back in the 50s, if I remember right, was when he developed the first laser. Here we are in 2017, and we got amazing things today that they've taken that same technology and built upon that. But see, God's had it all in line before that man ever even thought of it. Because God told us to go to the world with the light of the gospel. How far will a laser shine? Well, there's two variables. What I read, there's two variables that determine how far a laser can shine. How far can gospel light take the gospel? How far can we shine? Two variables. The very first variable is the power of the light beam. Well, let's put it in our pot. There is nothing any powerful, more powerful than our light beam. Why? He said all power in heaven and earth was given unto him. And that's the power of our light. So the first variable of how far a light can go is how powerful the light is. That's not a question in our book. The other factor that determines how far a laser will shine is the density or composition of the atmosphere that it will shine through. If I had a laser, it had to be very powerful if it was going to shine through that wall. That wall would distort or defeat the power of that laser until it actually burned through. And then there's another wall. And then there's another wall. So whatever we shine that light through has a determination of how far that light will shine. But my Bible tells me that the Word of God is like a two-edged sword, piercing even bone and the mire. So there's nothing that's too powerful that this light can't shine through. And then I like this is what it said. If they're not stopped by a wall or a mass of some sort, the protons will travel for infinity. You could take a light and shine it, and as long as the power of that light or the mass that it was shining through didn't distort it, that proton would go forever. Now, wait a minute. What about our light? The power of the gospel. There is nothing any more powerful, and there's nothing that can obstruct it. So how far can the gospel go? For infinity. What God is doing today, we don't know where that gospel is going to ever end. I listen to Roloff just about as much as I can. I don't hear him much anymore because I ain't in the car at the right time, but that man's been dead since the 80s. But the same gospel he's preaching is still working in people's lives today. Moody, Spurgeon, men of old that we talk about, but their gospel's still going forward. Why? Because it's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, who can tell how far the light of the gospel could shine if we allow God to take this light and to amplify it through stimulation? And friend, tonight something's got to start moving you. If you're waiting for the preacher, you're in trouble. If you're waiting on somebody else besides God, you're in trouble. You need to figure out why. It doesn't excite me to hear about somebody getting saved. It doesn't excite me that I get to read the Bible. It doesn't excite me that I get to talk to God. You ever think about that? When you pray, you're not talking to me. You're not talking to your wife. You're talking to the Almighty God. Light amplification by stimulated emissions of radiation. Tonight, when's the last time you emitted any light? If we're going to reach the world, something has to happen. If we all take the light and let God begin to amplify it amongst us, it'd be amazing what God could do through a little place like this. Preacher, aren't we doing? We're doing. We ain't even begun to scratch the dirt of what God could do. I want to see God do more. I hope you do too. Let's stand together this evening.